Slavia Prague have qualified for the Champions League for only the second time in their history and the first time in 12 years. But how have Slavia put themselves in a position to take on some of the biggest clubs in world football? Ian Willoughby has more.
Last season, Slavia Prague lifted the Czech title for the second time in only 3 years. They also secured their first domestic double in many decades and reached the last eight in the second-tier Europa League. Now Slavia, owned by Chinese company Sinobo, have gone a step further by reaching the lucrative Champions League for only the second time in their history and the first time since 2007-2008. On Wednesday, they overcame Romania's Cluj 1-0 in Prague, repeating the score of the first leg of their final qualifying round tie. And the only goal of the game came from defender Jan Bořil.
Takže se všichni smějou, že nedávám góly. A když střílím na bránu, tak do 50. řady. Takže všichni říkali, že si to...
Everybody laughs at me for not scoring and says that if I do shoot, it ends up in row 50. People said I'd keep it back for such an important game, and that's how it worked out. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the reason we play and work hard all season. Now we're looking forward to the draw and the group stage, but it won't end there. We want to have success in the group.
But how have Slavia put themselves in a position to do so well both domestically and at the European level? Englishman Chris Boothroyd runs a blog about Czech football.
They've given time for the project, which if you look at sort of Pilsen, that's what, you know, they gave Pavel Verber at the initial outset of his reign, and he got Pilsen into the Champions League on a semi-regular basis. And Slavia have, you know, come in with all the Chinese money, kind of planned for the playing style, and have stuck with it and kept at it in sort of last season and this season, seeing that they're definitely getting the rewards for that on a continental level as well as domestically. Canny transfer policy built into that as well, keeping hold of players like Tomáš Souček, where I think a couple of years ago he would have been sold for effectively a pittance, whereas now they're in a position of strength where they can say, look, it's going to be €10 million at minimum before they can release him.
Boothroyd says coming third in the four-team group and therefore going into the Europa League early next year would be an accomplishment for Slavia.
You know, if they get the odd point off the teams in pot one and two, then I think that would be considered kind of a monumental success and achievement. But yeah, just not to kind of disgrace themselves, and definitely with a good shout of finishing third. And, you know, if they are in European competition post-Christmas, then, you know, I think that would go down as sort of one of the most successful seasons in quite a while.